Shalom, good morning. This is Radio Shalom coming to you through Planet FM 104.6. Shalom, Debbie.
Shalom, Joan. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you, Debbie, for coming back, and we're going to talk more about Limud. Last week we talked about Limud as a whole, and you mentioned, you threw a few names around of presenters. First of all, we're going to just remind people when it is.
That's right. So the conference itself is on the 26th and 27th of August, and it starts from lunchtime on the Saturday and finishes at 5:30 on the Sunday.
And it's held at
Diocesan School for Girls in Auckland, but we have people coming from all over the country and all over the world to join us.
Well, that's great. So tell us something more about the talent.
Of course. So, as you know, Joan, Limud's a festival of Jewish learning, and we run on the values that everyone should have the opportunity to choose from a range of different Jewish learning experiences, presentations, sessions. And so we always have about 60 different sessions.
And so people have options and choices.
Absolutely. You know, at the same time, for example, this year we might have a Holocaust survivor talking about their experiences and how they use it to do education work in the community and celebrate diversity. And at the same time, we could have a panel with three different doctors who are talking about the value of life and the different attitudes to abortion. And then in another room, we have an artist who's taking you through a virtual exhibition.
So that sounds very eclectic.
It is very eclectic, and there's something for everyone, and we suggest people treat it like a smorgasbord. So you just take the bits you like and don't spit on the rest in case someone else wants to eat it.
And it's all done by volunteers.
Almost exclusively by volunteers. Some of our administration, IT, is, and a little bit of the catering support is paid, but the vast majority of people involved in Limud are volunteers, and we have dozens and dozens. There are people who are doing airport pickups for those who are coming out of Auckland. There are people hosting Friday night meals, and anybody who participates in Limud is invited to be part of a Shabbat meal at a local home. There are people who are helping out on the day with registration or in the market. We have a market every year now at Limud where you can buy different arts, crafts, cards. We've got a master jewellery maker who'll be selling his wares. We've got also fresh orange juice and coffee for those who need a bit of a refreshment. But that being said, the food's all provided. So, yeah.
And how many volunteers are actually involved?
It's more and more every year. We're talking about dozens of volunteers. I can't tell you off the top of my head how many there are for Limud 2017.
I would think it's more than 20.
Oh, much more. There's 20 just involved in terms of our main committees, our catering and venue and marketing. Already there, we're looking at 26 people who are involved. And that's not even once we start with the hosting and the hospitality and the help on the day. For listeners who are interested in being involved, if they go to our website, there's a volunteer form where they can sign up to be part of this exciting experience.
Right, so can you just repeat the website? And
sure, it's www.limud, that's limmud.org.nz.
And the cost?
So the cost varies depending on where you're coming from and what stage of life you're at as well. Because we have so many different people from so many different diverse backgrounds, we've got about seven different price options. And my favourite this year is if you're a full-paying adult, then you can bring the kids along for free. But the best thing people can do is actually go to the website. We've still got time for early bird registration, so there are savings available. And if when you see the prices you can't afford them, please get in touch with us. We can always let somebody give their time instead of their money if they're not in the financial position to contribute.
So if you know somebody who would like to come but you know that they can't afford it, let them know that there's other ways.
There's always a way. The most important thing is that people get a chance to learn.
And is there facilities for people with disabilities?
Yes, we're really fortunate that we hold the conference at Diocesan School for Girls, and they have amazing facilities. And there's free parking on site, and we do have a number of disabled parkings that we reserve for people who aren't able to make the journey easily from the car park to the venue.
And there's ramps instead of stairs.
Yes, yeah, it's completely disability friendly. And for those who are unable to provide their own transport, get in touch with us. Like I said, we have so many volunteers, and there'll be somebody who can help you get there.
Oh, that's a very good thing. So if you can't make it, you just phone your friendly driver, will come and pick you up.
That's right.
And deliver you home afterwards.
Oh, it depends if you play your cards right at the conference. One of the things we love about Limud with the atmosphere is you end up speaking to people that you would otherwise never have met. We have huge diversity in terms of age and religious observance, political preferences. You name it, it's diverse. And so you may end up coming with some person and wanting to get a lift home and finish your conversation with somebody else.
Okay, so tell us something about the presenters. I see you've got a medley there.
Yes. Oh, we're so fortunate this year. We've got our amazing local speakers. There are so many talented people in New Zealand, those who are part of the Jewish community and those who feel connected to the Jewish community or willing to share with the Jewish community. It's not all Jewish speakers. And, for example, we have a panel this year on the value of life. And Dr. Lauren Brenner, who works in the area of abortion, will talk to us about the history of abortion in New Zealand and the current picture. And then we've got Dr. Bernie Brenner, who will speak to us a bit about the ethics that are involved. And then the lovely Dr. Lenny, and I've just gone blank on his last name.
Bloxburg,
who will take us through a fascinating discussion on exactly what life is. And I've heard this panel presentation in preparation for the event, and one of the fascinating parts, Lenny asked us all to swallow. And as we all swallowed, he said, well, technically we've just destroyed some life. Those cells that you've just swallowed are now travelling through your body and are being destroyed by your stomach acids. So where exactly does life start and begin? So that's one example of kind of a local panel that's just on one of the eclectic topics that we cover. And then internationally, we have an incredible collection of rabbis who are coming this year. And
from every shade of Judaism.
Every shade. And we've got our local rabbis as well. So, for example, Yaffa Epstein, she's a rabbi, so she received her rabbinic ordination from Yeshivat Maharat, but she also holds a law degree and is really experienced. She's travelled Limud's around the world. She's an incredible speaker, very dynamic, young, passionate woman. And her topics range from everything like the things that you didn't know about the Talmud, you know, what you didn't learn at Hebrew school. So some of the scandals of the Talmud to being involved in panel discussions about Judaism today. We also have Rabbi Laura Jana Klausner. Now, she serves as the senior rabbi to Reform Judaism. And you might be interested in this, Joan, coming from a radio perspective. She's a regular contributor to BBC's Radio 4 Thought for the Day, BBC One Sunday Morning Live, also The Big Questions and other debates, and makes regular appearances on radio.
Well, Deb, there's a job for you. You interview her for the radio program, please.
That sounds great to me. So people hopefully will be able to hear her here on Radio Shalom, but I also encourage you to hear her at Limud, because she is in herself a very eclectic woman. Amongst her other qualifications and work, she also has a postgraduate degree in community centre management and holds a degree in Christianity. So it's not a prerequisite for being the senior rabbi to Reform Judaism, but it's certainly an interesting part of her journey.
I'm surprised she hasn't got something in Buddhism as well.
Let me just check my notes. Not yet, but I'm sure there's room for that in her future. And then we also have a rabbi joining us from Jerusalem. His name's Levi Wyman Kalman, and he is one of the founding members of the Rabbis for Human Rights, and he also serves as the co-chair of the Interreligious Coordinating Council of Israel. So in addition to being involved in prayer and liturgy and spiritual counseling and community, he does a lot of interfaith work and looking at not just interfaith, but religious pluralism. And he's been right on the edge of a lot of controversial community organizations and activities in Israel, because religious pluralism is still something that is a really hot topic there.
Now, all these speakers, are they just staying for the 2 days, or will they be available before or after Limud for?
It's a real mix. Some are absolutely just flying in and flying out. For example, we've got an award-winning concert pianist who I mentioned last time, Yasha Nemstov. And he performs chamber music formations in Europe, Israel, Russia, Canada, and the USA. So he's flying in from Germany. He's, you know, recovering a little bit from the jet lag, doing Limud, and then flying off again, because he also is a professor of Jewish history at a university and a member of the Jewish School of Theology in Potsdam, and he needs to get back to continue with his performing and teaching. Other people like Yaffa.
It's called multitasking.
Yes. Other people like the lovely Yaffa and Laura, who we spoke about, would like to see a little bit of New Zealand while they're here. So we get the chance perhaps to even interview them on Radio Shalom.
That would be really good. So I expect you to make a list of those who are available.
Yeah, sounds good to me, Joan. Look, they're already being very generous with their time. We spoke about the importance of volunteerism. What many people don't know is that all of these international world-class speakers come here as volunteers. They don't charge for their time.
Yeah.
And so they're really committed to the values of Limud and promoting expanding Jewish horizons. For those who are thinking it sounds a little bit heavy on the rabbis, we also have an amazing arts and culture program this year too. The fabulous Shifra Horn, who's an author, journalist and lecturer and has received awards for all her books, she is coming to New Zealand as well. And what I love about her is, even though she's been so involved in writing, one of the things she really wants to speak about while she's here is about diverse Jewish populations, because in terms of her volunteer work, she's been involved with Muranos, Ethiopians and Soviet Jews, and she worked as a spokesperson for the Ministry of Absorption. So she doesn't just come wearing her author hat, but she comes representing the work that she's done as well. And again, another person coming wearing multiple hats, David Jana Klausner, currently works as the Director of Business Development at Commonplace Digital Limited, and he was previously involved with the United Jewish Israel Appeal. But he's talking about...
And where's he from?
He's from London, and he's actually talking about a UK-based charity, which is called The Bike Project, and they work collecting old bikes and refurbishing them and providing them for refugee populations. And it's an organisation that started off as a Jewish organisation but doesn't work with Jewish populations.
No, I've heard about that and I've read about that.
Yeah. I was intrigued by it, and I love that intersection between environment and social conscience as well.
I think they do that in Africa as well.
Oh, it's definitely a model that can be replicated, and it'll be an interesting example for us here in New Zealand as well.
I think so, yeah.
Mm. We've got a couple of sessions that are very interactive as well at Limud. We try and make sure that we appeal to the different types of learning. So there'll be sessions where you'll come in and it will be a straight lecture for those people who like to learn that way. There are other sessions where it's run completely as an open discussion with everybody who participates bringing different ideas. Then we have sessions where there are demonstrations and chances to be hands-on. In the past, we hope to have it again this year, we've had Krav Maga, so you can learn Israeli martial arts. I told you, I think, last time about Nadine Spolter doing her pottery work in front of us.
Right, yes.
But we also have sessions which run as a chevruta. Chevruta is a Jewish style of learning where you're led by a presenter who might be one of our international or local presenters, but you also during the session work in groups of two or three and you study something together.
Bushbull.
And so we've got, for example, a session where you don't just consider Jewish texts, you consider art with the other people who are joining you from all around New Zealand and from different perspectives. We've got sessions where you've got young and old together and exploring different generations. We've got sessions where you go in and there's a panel with people you'd never normally expect to be in the same room because they come from the opposite ends of the political spectrum. For example, this year we have one person who is presenting on why not to teach the Holocaust in New Zealand schools. And we've got two people who are presenting on why you must teach the Holocaust in New Zealand schools. And you'll get that complete range and diversity at Limud.
And we haven't got any politicians who are standing for election coming to.
Interestingly enough, we may do, but I won't be able to confirm that until closer to the Limud event. But in terms of politics, the Israeli ambassador will be joining us at Limud as well. And
people from the embassy?
Yeah, we've got three people from the embassy who are coming, so it'll be great to have them there too. And
bringing key rings.
If you're lucky, Joan, you might get a key
ring. I've got them.
But regardless, you'll be able to take away a souvenir from the Shuk if you have a look at our little market. As wonderful as key rings are, you might be more interested in some of the cards or the pottery or the jewellery.
The cards.
Yeah, it's great. You can stash up for the whole year, birthdays and festivals, bar mitzvahs, celebrations. It's great.
And at the end of the day, what do you do for evaluations?
Okay, great question. So in the past, we've had formal evaluations where people fill out either a paper or an online form to give feedback to us. One of the things we're really blessed with is good relationships with people who have been at Limud for a while. So, for example, we recently had a Taste of Limud event where we had an international journalist come from Amsterdam and present to everybody. And afterwards, one of our regular members got in touch and said, actually, I think that you need to be doing something different in terms of the presentation styles. I wanted to get more out of the speaker. And so we worked with that volunteer and we now have on offer for any person who's presenting and who wants to present that they can have some extra training with an expert Toastmaster or an expert presenter who can run them through their session. Because while our international speakers are all acclaimed speakers in their own right, we have some of our local presenters who are really experienced speakers and don't need any coaching, and then others who are doing amazing work and don't necessarily regularly present. So they're then coached in order to make the most of the time that they're allocated and make sure that even though speaking is not their field, they're able to communicate effectively for all our presenters.
Well, one thing about our community, they're never shy to ask questions or to argue or anything. They're not so polite that they don't want to ask questions.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the buzz factors of Limud is that you go there and some of the most interesting debates, discussions and conversations aren't the ones that necessarily happen in the sessions. They're the ones that happen in between while people are having coffee or enjoying a meal together.
Yeah, I was just going to ask what do they call them, digital doodahs?
We've got a lot of digital doodahs that are involved in the Limud conference. We're very fortunate at the DIO venue.
Devices.
Yes, that we tap into all of the technology and can use it for our presentations. However, in order to be inclusive and to live up to our values around diversity and around bringing Jews of different religious outlooks together, we make sure that the Saturday sessions are all Shabbat friendly. So in public spaces and in the sessions themselves, no one is forced to do anything that is forbidden by the laws of Orthodox Shabbat observance, Sabbath observance. And for those listeners who aren't familiar with those, it will be, for example, that someone will have handouts instead of using a PowerPoint presentation, because for Orthodox Jews, it's not appropriate to use those kinds of electronic devices on Shabbat.
Yes, I have a relative in Israel who had to work out how to not have the light in the fridge go on Shabbat.
Yes, people often ask about why Jewish communities and why Israel is so much at the forefront of innovation and technology. And I think some of it lies in the fact that because we have so many different laws in Judaism that we are looking for ways to fulfill, we've had to become incredibly innovative and creative. And whether that's finding a way to make sure your light doesn't go off in the refrigerator, or finding a way to make sure you can have a diverse, eclectic Jewish learning program that doesn't break the Sabbath, we're getting pretty good at it.
Well, I think you build on your experience every year.
Absolutely.
So what, do you have any evaluation forms or workshops afterwards to...
Well, actually, Joan, apart from the fact that the steering committee get together and we look at what went well, what didn't go so well, and what we can put in the manual for the future so that the other volunteers can continue the good work that we've been part of, we are actually looking for a volunteer who would be willing to help us with our evaluation process. So for Radio Shalom listeners, if you're interested in being part of evaluating a very special conference, you can get in touch with us via the website.
Well, I think you've got some really good practitioners out there who will be only too pleased.
Yes, yeah, and I'll be only too pleased to receive the feedback. The only way in which we can keep making Limud better each year is by hearing from participants what they love about Limud and what we need to work on. And one of my favourite articles that was written about Limud in Haaretz a few years ago described how Elijah the prophet was at Limud New Zealand. And the author's take was they couldn't believe in this tiny corner of the world, a very small population in terms of our New Zealand population generally, and an even tinier population in terms of us only having a few thousand Jews who are in Auckland and a few thousand who live outside of Auckland, that you could have hundreds of people getting together for this kind of experience, and the warmth and the community that he felt as a presenter at Limud. And he said, well, Elijah the prophet must have been there, because really everyone was at Limud, New Zealand.
All the doors were open.
That's right. That's right.
Could I just ask, you've said about having a small Jewish population. Mm. And if people don't belong to either of the two synagogues in Auckland, then there isn't really any much connection that they have. So Limud gives the opportunity to those people who are not connected and maybe feel disconnected.
It does. And for those of us who are very involved, you know, I'm fortunate in that I've grown up in the community and been involved in dozens of, seriously, I think about 25 different Jewish organizations. And I still love Limud because there are new faces. For those of us who don't feel connected, it's a warm place where we can come and connect and be ourselves. There are no expectations in terms of religious observance, affiliation, or political point of view. But also for those of us who are deeply involved in community, we get a chance to meet all these wonderful people.
Well, there's not that many Jewish politicians, you know, if you look at local... government here, there's not that many.
Yes and no. When we look historically, we've had a lot of Jewish politicians, from Sir Julius Vogel, for example, Prime Minister.
So what's happened that our young people or our people are not taking an interest in how the country is governed or how the local... councils are governed.
I would challenge you in typical Limud style, Joan. I would challenge you on that. I had an amazing experience recently at Yom HaShoah, the Jewish Holocaust Remembrance Day, and the front row was filled with politicians. I'm going to say because they care and not be sceptical and say because it's election year, but it was filled with politicians.
I believe it was the year election. I have no hesitation.
I'm the eternal optimist. I'll tell you what, though, one amazing incident that I saw. Benji Flax is a student leader who's still at school and will be presenting at the Limud conference. Very well-spoken and intelligent young man. And I had the most incredible experience watching my local MP, Simon O'Connell, come up to greet Benji Flax and saying, "Hello, Benji. I remember you from the last time I saw you present, and you were fantastic." And I thought, how wonderful that actually it was a politician approaching one of our young people and not the other way around.
Well, I think that, in fact, Limud gives an opportunity, because of the width and the diverse community, to encourage people to get involved in politics.
Absolutely. I hope you'll be encouraging people at Limud this year on the 26th and 27th of August, John.
Well, I haven't thought of me, really, but I think it needs to be a general thing.
Absolutely.
To say that we do need a role. We need to be seen to be there because we're a bit hidden.
Yes, and one of the topics that the ambassador will cover as well is how the community can be more represented.
I think so too, because you have a lot of propaganda going the other way and nobody there to refute it.
Yeah, there's an important session as well running on how to respond to anti-Semitism. And I know that's not the only political issue that's facing the Jewish community and the wider secular community, but it is really important that while we're all together, we look at ways that we can respond to what's happening.
And I think we also need to reach out to other religions. When Rabbi Gutman went to speak at the Spirituality Center with the bishop's cousin. Mm-hmm. And they had the biggest number of people come to that presentation.
Oh, it's phenomenal. The amount of support out there from other communities is huge. And I know at the Auckland Hebrew Congregation, Rabbi Friedler hosts different religious leaders from other communities on a fortnightly basis. And we were really blessed to have the Reverend Nigel Woodley, who joined us to welcome the Prime Minister when he came to speak at the Jewish community a couple of weeks ago.
For election year.
Okay. I love it, Joan. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Debbie. Can you just refresh people again?
Yep.
Dates, where to find information and where to pay.
Absolutely.
Much?
It's not too late to get in for early bird registration. You can do so on our website, www.limud.org.nz. You can also find connections there for our Facebook page to stay in touch, sign up to our mailing list. And the dates for the conference are the 26th and 27th of August. But if you'd like to be involved on the evening of the 25th, we would love to see you hosted at a local family for a Shabbat meal to experience a bit of our hospitality.
So thank you for listening, and thank you, Debbie. And don't forget to listen next Sunday at 10 past 10 to Radio Shalom. And if you've missed this program, you can go to www.planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Shalom, one word.
Das ganze Leben lang, lach und sei frei, weil lachen. singen möchte zu den Jungen von ihr hinein. Kreisen sein wie Kreisen, Frau Kolkost, mit Goldkalo. Kreisen sein wie Kreisen, Frau Kolkost, mit Goldkalo. Ich will tanzen auf den Hassene und ich will freilich sein. Wir singen möchte zu den Jungen von ihr hinein. Kreisen sein wie Kreisen, Frau Kolkost, mit Goldkalo.
Thank you to our sponsor, Nate.